You are listening to Parnacast, Episode 1, Part 2, Beginning of Your Inner Journey. In this series, you will learn a handful of meditation techniques you can start using today. Whether you are new to meditation or have been meditating for years, you will come away from these teachings with a better understanding of what it means to meditate. Let's begin.
Namaste, and welcome to Pranacast. And last time we talked about some guidelines to meditation. I'd just like to go over those again, the importance of establishing a place to meditate that's comfortable, that is having like things in it that are going to facilitate your meditation. And that might be, you know, meditation cushion, or it might be a chair with a blanket under your feet so that you're comfortable. And so establishing a place. Hopefully by now you've established a time of in a 24-hour period that is going to be when you practice meditation. And committed to a length of time, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes was what I suggested last time. You're establishing a posture of meditation, and for some people who don't have a physical practice like Tai Chi or yoga, this might be a little bit of a struggle for you initially, but eventually your body settle in to your chosen posture. And then finally, we need a technique. And during these pranacasts, each session I will offer a different technique and review the one that we did prior to. So let's begin. So sitting comfortably, sitting well, shoulders above hips, ears above shoulders. Just shrug the shoulders up and release them back down. And again, deep inhale, shrugging, exhale, releasing. Maybe just moving your body forward and back a little bit. You want to get firmly established on the sitting bones. Whether you're sitting on the floor, on your bed, or in a chair. And just finding that centeredness, which will also support your meditation. The eyes gently closed and relaxing. And we'll gently snug the lower abdominals. That helps support our back and the meditation process energetically. And so to begin, we'll turn the head to the left and do a double exhale through the mouth, centering the head. Relaxing, deep inhale, and just sigh the breath out. And re-engaging gently the abdominals. And then begin to gradually, comfortably deepen the breath. Smooth inhale. Gentle extended pause. Smooth exhale, and just a normal pause here, and then we just continue. One of the things that we want to do is have the length and intensity of the inhale and exhale be approximately matched. And we just continue a few more rounds, getting comfortable. Even more comfortable. There should be no strain in the body, no strain in our breath. And then we want to add a technique to the breath, and it's called tracking. And what we're going to track is a visualization of a brilliant orb of light. And the technique is called Circle of Light Technique. on the inhale, we're imagining that this ball of light is coming up the center of the spine. And when we complete the inhale, we have brought that light up into the head and forward to the brow. And we hold it there during that pause. On the exhale, we imagine that light is coming up the brow, that short distance across the crown of the head, down the back. And as we complete the exhale, that ball of light is now back at the tailbone. Natural pause, and then we repeat the process, creating this loop. And we just simply continue. So the light is radiant, like the sun, the color of the moon. And we imagine as best we can that radiant light moving up through the center of the spine to the brow on the inhale. And we pause a second or two or three. On the exhale, we bring the light up the brow, across the crown of the head, and down the back. Continuing for another round or two. After your next exhale, just let the breath breathe on its own, and just sitting, we'll sit for a few moments just within that meditative space that we've created. As thoughts arise, the attitude is just them arise, gauging them or feeding them or judging them or being upset that they arose, just sitting in stillness. And to complete the meditation, we'll bring the hands to the heart. Namaste. Namaste is a salute, it's a salutation, it's an honoring of that light within oneself and within all sentient beings. And then just sitting comfortably. And I just would like to discuss for a few minutes the reasons that people meditate, good reasons to meditate. Meditation offers a wide variety of benefits, and people are drawn to it for many reasons. A lot of people come into meditation to reduce stress, and it definitely will do that. It has a direct effect on the autonomic nervous system, which is that has that flight or fight mechanism associated with it. So if we get stressed, adrenaline just pours into our bloodstream and everything gets heightened physically because we're ready to do something. We're ready to do something, whether it be fight or run. And to a lesser degree, we all have a lot of stressors during the day, some minor, some not so minor. And we react to those stressors. We react physiologically, we react mentally, we react emotionally. Our breath reacts, our heartbeat reacts. So through meditation and through particularly the technique of deeper breathing that we've been practicing, that the breath begins to slow down, even out. And as it does, that level of physiological, mental, and emotional stress begins to abate. And over time, it abates even more completely. And over time, we learn, and that might be, you know, down the road a bit, we learn to not react as much to those stressors. Some people take meditation for better health because they're concerned about their health, or their doctors recommended it. That happens a lot. Whether it be from concerns about stress or other health problems. So again, the physical and physiological benefits of meditation are widespread, and today they're widely documented, and I'll share some of that with you next time. And some people have shared with me that they turn to meditation because they want to connect with themselves on a more spiritual level, or they want to explore their spirituality. And that might mean different things to different people. It's a very super subtle concept. But just like when I started to seek out a meditation practice, it was just something that I was feeling drawn to, magnetized towards. And I couldn't even verbalize what it was that I was seeking from meditation. But some people will verbalize that they are wanting to have that spiritual, be aware of that spiritual connection. And meditation definitely does that. As we quiet the body, relax the body, as we quiet the mind, relax the mind, then that which remains becomes more apparent. And so I'd like to share another meditation technique with you. It's called the neti technique. And you can maybe just stretch out a little bit and then reestablish a comfortable meditation posture. And it can be different from the one you were practicing earlier, but be comfortable. Deep inhale, sigh the breath out. Eyes closed softly. We'll begin with the cleansing breath. And in the neti technique, we just sit and become aware of what is going on in our physical body. Maybe we feel our back, maybe we feel a shoulder, neck, maybe our tummy is rumbling. Feed me. And to those physical sensations that arise, we mentally say neti, which means I am not the sensation. I am not this. I am not my shoulder or my tummy. Neti. I am not my body. And so each time a sensation arises, we just bring back the mantra, the affirmation, neti. And then we place the same affirmation as thoughts arise, as emotions arise, as reactions to those thoughts arise, as memories arise, fears, hopes, dreams, concerns. Neti, I am not this thought, nor am I this thought, judging that first thought, nor am I my reaction to those thoughts that are arising. Neti, neti. I am not thought. Neti, neti. I am not my mind. And so we continue this sitting. And whatever sensations arise of the body, neti, neti. I am not this. I am not that. The same with thoughts or emotions, reactions. Neti, neti. I am not this. I am not that. I simply am. And we move, with every breath we breathe, we move away from that which we are not. And we move towards that which we are. Called many different things in different traditions. My teacher referred to it as the self-existent one. Or spirit. Or our true nature. But by whatever you might think of it or call it, in the neti neti we move closer with every breath we breathe to the truth that you are. Hands together in namaste, honoring that light within oneself and within all sentient beings. Namaste. And then in closing, I would like to read a short series of verses from the Bhagavad Gita, written by Goswami Kriyananda. And you'll find that resource in our podcast. And it's a dialogue between Krishna, symbolic oversoul, and Arjuna, symbolic earthling. And Arjuna is asking Krishna, how can one identify a soul fixed in divinity? How does the illumined soul talk? How do they walk? How do they sit? How was that peace pipe lit? How can it be understood, this great cosmic good? And Krishna answers Arjuna. Arjuna, a soul knowing the bliss of the inner light, wanting nothing more, never bored, relinquishes all desire for rewards. That soul I call illumined, King of Lords. That soul who remains unshaken by sorrow, not desiring the pleasures of earth shows, indeed free from anger, freed from fear. Him, her, I call illumined and truly a seer. When that soul is lucky, the heart does not excessively leap. When unlucky, the illumined do not overly weep. Forever without compulsion, the soul is unconfined. I call him, I call her illumined and of stable mind. The uncontrolled mind cannot feel that the spirit is real or at the wheel? How can such a soul meditate or steer towards that starry gate? As a strong wind can turn a ship from its course, a mind is cast adrift by wandering from its source. Thus the soul is turned from better judgment when the mind is caught in sense enslavement. Be angry and the mind is confused by pretense. Confuse your mind. Forgotten is experience. Forget experience, you lose discernment. Lose discernment and you miss life's ascent. Thank you for letting me share this time with you, both in meditation and the short reading of the Bhagavad Gita. So wishing you all success in your practices. Please feel free to let me know if you have questions or any experiences that you would like to share. Namaste.
This podcast is produced weekly by The Yoga Connection, located in Tucson, Arizona. If you have any feedback or questions about this episode, or have an idea for a topic that you want covered in a future podcast, please send us an email at yoga@yogaconnection.org. Thanks for listening.